USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the Senate still on their Easter recess, senators are back in their home districts. And Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is taking part in a luncheon in Shelby County, Kentucky, to discuss issues of importance to the state and the country. The senator says as long as Ukraine keeps fighting against Russia, the United States needs to keep supporting Ukraine.
President Zelensky needs to tell us what the definition of victory is. And as long as they're willing to fight, we need to help them.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Today is tax day, and anyone putting it off until the last minute has until midnight to get it done, either by mail, with a tax professional, or online. The IRS has received more than 100 million returns as of 10 days ago, but is still facing its biggest backlog ever.
Ready!
President Biden blowing the whistle to kick off the annual Easter egg roll at the White House. The event was not held the last 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The president and first lady dubbing this year's theme Eggucation, as children had a chance to check out a reading book and a schoolhouse activity area. Stocks are finishing lower after a roller coaster session on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 39 points to close at 34,411. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border without any signs of slowing down, politicians in Washington are worried about even more people coming across the border once Title 42 authority is repealed. Title 42 makes it easier to expel illegal immigrants from the United States because of pandemic concerns, but the CDC says it's not necessary anymore. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar joins Fox News and explains how illegal immigration has expanded over the years.
In the old days, it was Mexicans coming in to come and look for work, and then they would go back to their country with the monies that they made. Then you start seeing about 12, 14 years ago, Central Americans coming in. Right now, we're seeing people that are coming from, 50, 60 countries all across the world.
Clarence Thomas is on the bench again after his hospitalization last month. The Supreme Court justice missed some oral arguments while he was in the hospital with flu-like symptoms. Upon being admitted to the hospital, a court spokesman confirmed that Thomas didn't have COVID. Thomas has been on the court for just over 30 years. One of the biggest lottery prizes up for grabs this year is on the line tonight. There's no winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, so tonight's jackpot will be worth at least $348 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.